Network this Friday night.
Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Ladies and gentlemen, these are the stories from the actual cases of the actual files of the actual York County Sheriff's Office. Actually, if you have information that can help solve any of these crimes, call York County Crime Stoppers to leave your anonymous tip at 1-877-409-4321. Now, it's time for Wanted Wednesday.
It is 8:09 on this Wanted Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. 59 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden. Patty Mercer has the day off. Trent Ferris, the public information officer for the York County Sheriff's Office, joins us.
Good morning.
All right, my man. Well, I know you're excited about this first case.
Because this is your favorite movie.
Right. Now, you have to remember, Trent and I, our friendship goes back a long time. We go, 18, 19 years we've been friends. And so I've confided in him, as friends do, you know, things that go on in your life. And it's no surprise that I am not a fan of the movie Forrest Gump. I don't like it at all.
I think it's a travesty.
I know. I think it is horrible. I don't think Tom Hanks should have won the Oscar for that.
Golly.
I think he should have been. There were four other men.
You're un-American.
I know. I get told that a lot. But I will say, as age you age, mm-hmm. you know, better with age, I do respect portions of the movie a little bit.
You worded that very,
I know.
Very well. Very Listen, political there.
Send me all your...
Run for office. Tear your paper up on live TV.
Send me all of your hate mail. I'm used to it. But yes. So this first case is for me, I understand.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to let you do the honors.
Well, Bubba from Forrest Gump said, shrimp is the fruit of the sea.
Right.
You can barbecue it. You can boil it. Broil it. Bake it, and maybe I should do the voice. Saute it, shrimp kebab, shrimp Creole. Anyway, this all has a point.
Okay,
I'm
following
Wednesday.
Along.
The York Police Department is looking for a shrimp shoplifter.
No way!
A shrimp shoplifter on January 10th around 2:50 in the afternoon. Two black male suspects walked up to the freezer department, the Bilo grocery store on East Liberty Street, and scooped up, get this, $613 worth of shrimp.
Wow.
Two packs of medium shrimp, jumbo shrimp. They concealed the shrimp.
Oh, man.
Under a few bags of chips before leaving the store, they concealed the shrimp. Frozen shrimp, mind you.
Okay, I wanted to ask, fresh or frozen?
Under their shirts and in their pants before leaving the store.
Wow.
So, yes, we had a little fun with this one. But, yes, these people stole $613 worth of shrimp from the Bilo in York. They both left in a gray and colored truck, possibly a Ford F-150 with a silver toolbox on the back.
And is this a picture
Oh, yeah, we do. Have a picture if you're looking on Facebook.
Yeah,
or,
Facebook Live, Corporium Cable right Channel there. 103. We've got a picture. Now, Trent, I'm going to play devil's advocate just for a quick second. Some folks might just say it's shrimp. It's $613. Really, our law enforcement officers are putting their effort into this. But it's a crime, right?
It's a crime.
Right.
And people don't realize, oh, it's a shrimp. They're going to do it. They're going to steal.
Sure.
No, the stores take that as a loss. And eventually it all rolls back into raising the prices of the normal folks' grocery bills.
And some would say, too, if it starts with shrimp, they get away with it. It will
They'll
turn into other
to
things.
Something else. That's true.
And then hopefully we arrest them, but it does not become more serious in terms where people are injured and causes major concern.
Crime is crime.
Exactly,
a sin is a sin.
Very much so.
If you commit a crime, you're going to be on Crime Stoppers.
Well, there you go. All right. Don't turn your back on your car if you leave the engine running.
That's right.
Boy, Wanted Wednesday also provides great life lessons.
It's
Trent.
True. Turn your back on your car if you leave the engine running.
All right.
And this happened on Friday, January 31st, just the other day, at approximately 8:50 a.m. Two subjects described as black females stole a 2016 Honda Accord Royal in blue in color from the Circle K off of Carowinds Boulevard. The stolen vehicle was left running with the keys in the ignition.
Mm.
Now, they probably did that. I'm just going to be in the store for just a second.
Uh-huh.
Grab a cup of coffee, and I'm going to be back in my car and head into work. Well, just that one little amount of time, the woman with another female arrived in another vehicle, and the females were seen and taking the stolen vehicle, heading towards I-77 northbound.
There you go. Do they see this as a crime of opportunity? They just pulled up and were
in
the store for something else and said, hey, there's a free car running.
Yeah,
let's
take it. Those cars are nice. So they could probably see it's a brand new car.
Wow.
You know, they probably just want to take it. It could have been a myriad of things, but stolen car.
And isn't it a law in South Carolina, I believe, there's some law in the books where you don't need to leave your car running?
There is something along the lines. I'm not sure what it reads, but it is something about that. I think it's more for folks who are leaving their car, warming it up in the morning.
That's what it is. Okay. All right. But still, it's not a good idea to leave the keys in the ignition.
Right. Not a good idea.
While your car is running. There you go. So. Trent Ferris is with the York County Sheriff's Office. It is Wanted Wednesday, highlighting cases that an extra set of eyes could lead to the arrest, and maybe you can earn some money. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. Trailer theft plan B.
Now, this is this person who got their trailer stolen was smart.
Okay.
But let's go into this one. On Thursday, January 23rd at 11 p.m., a Chevrolet Silverado pulled into the apartment storage lot at the Greenwich Boulevard in Clover, South Carolina. An unknown suspect hooked a red enclosed trailer to this truck, the Chevrolet Silverado. The trailer was located later on Robin Wind Lane when that was 150 feet from the storage lot. Why? The suspect was unaware that the trailer had a wheel lock on it.
Ooh.
And we've preached that to people. Put wheel locks on your trailers. Mark them up. Do something to keep people from stealing it. So the trailer was recovered. However, the person went in, cut the lock off the back of the trailer. They went in and stole a couple of helmets and a toolbox. Now, the good thing was if they would have gotten the whole trailer, there were two Harley Davidson some motorcycles sitting in the back there.
Wow.
So, yeah. So that's what the good thing is. They only got a few things out of the trailer. But, you know, the bad thing is the trailer was almost stolen. But good kudos to the people who were trying to prevent their trailer from being stolen. So.
All right. There you go. And then last minute gift shopping.
Yeah, this goes back in. It's 2020, so we need to go back into Christmas Eve.
All right.
We just got this video from the Cabela's in Fort Mill.
Oh, which we know is good video.
Oh, yeah.
Cabela's.
This time it's good, but it's not so good for one of the suspects.
Okay.
But it's all right. It's good. Good.
Okay.
Good pictures.
Because Cabela's.
Yeah, Cabela's has the
high live. Yeah, they're
them
good.
And Nickel Store. Yeah. Nickel Store has the best cameras in the business here. On December 24th. Christmas Eve, 2019, at 3 p.m., two white males shoplifted a rechargeable flashlight, a buck knife, 10-inch throwing knives, an M16 Special Forces Black Tano Large CRKT knife, and lastly, a...
Carhartt.
Not a knife. It's a Carhartt. Carhartt midweight jacket, black in color. And the suspect was wearing a green jacket, and he went into one of the changing rooms, took that green jacket off, and put the black Carhartt jacket on. And they both, these two men, walked out of the store with all that stolen merchandise. Oof. And they left in a black in color Pontiac Aztec SUV.
Well, those things are not cheap.
No. So, I mean, knives, and like you said before, stealing items from a store. Eventually, the business has to take a loss, and eventually the business is going to have to raise prices to the regular consumers out there. So.
And then we've got knives now on the streets.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fall into the wrong hands.
And it could be anything.
There you go. All right, so let's remind folks again, any information, doesn't matter how small.
Yeah, wonder
if one of these, I'm not sure. This is what I think, or it's what I heard.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Any small tip.
All right.
It could help. It may not help, but a tip is a tip.
All right.
And if that tip, though, leads to an arrest, we'll pay you for it. Crime Stoppers will pay you some money. I mean, it could range from $50 all the way to $1,000, but the $1,000 usually are for homicide suspects.
And you remain anonymous. In fact,
you
don't ever know them. They're just issued a number.
Yeah.
So in the system.
When you call up or go online, you can even go online and submit a tip online.
Okay.
You can go on our website or something and find the link to that, because the link is pretty convoluted. It's one of those ones with p3.com blah, 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 a bunch of numbers and slashes. But you can go online. We want your information. If you call down, you know, to Crime Stoppers, they'll just say, hey, this is Crime Stoppers. What you got? You never say your name. You never give your address. You never give any information that gives you your identity away. They just want the information that you have.
Yeah.
And then they give you a number. That's whatever it. Number that is.
All right, let's
and
get
you
folks.
Go to the bank, and if the tip leads to an arrest, you go to the bank and pick up a check.
It's just that easy.
It's easy just like that.
All right, let's give folks the phone number.
It's 1-877-409-4321.
All right. Trent Ferris is actually going to stick around for a few minutes. We're going to talk about the starting salary for our deputies that has changed effective immediately.
Right.
Trent also just came back from a really interesting school where he continues to learn more about his public information officer duties. He's going to share that with us. And, of course, the latest effort to continue to celebrate the life of Detective Mike Doty. But first, we got to get to traffic and weather. They're always together here on Palmetto Mornings. It's 8:19, 59 degrees. Here's Matthew Cray.
An accident along Gold Hill Road as you head towards the interstate has traffic slowed to a stop. Crews are working on cleaning up that accident now. If you're heading up I-77 northbound into Charlotte, you're not going to hit any traffic until the South Carolina 160 exit, but then you're going to be stopped for the next several miles and you'll have to wait for that congestion to clear up. Traffic along Celanese Road and Cherry Road consistent all the way towards the interstate. Traffic heavy at Carowinds Boulevard as well. This is Matthew Cray in the Traffic Center.
The story for you Wednesday is cloudy and mild with a chance for a few showers. They won't be all that widespread, heavy, or long-lasting. Better chance arrives with a cold front on Thursday. Could be some strong storms as well. I'm meteorologist Tony Sadiku from Channel 9 at Witness News. Have a great day.
Business Rock Hill, brought to you by Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.
This week on Business Rock Hill, the city of Rock Hill's MyRide public transportation system earlier this month hit a new milestone.
Last week was our first week exceeding 5,000 passenger trips for the week, and we actually exceeded that by a good bit. We were at just over 5,300 passenger trips for the week.
Quinn said this was a goal of theirs.
And we got that, I think, within the first 2.5 months of service. And so, yeah, it just keeps increasing, and ridership is fantastic, and really good thoughts from people.
Quinn said their biggest item of feedback has been about the positivity of their drivers.
There's not a day that goes by that I don't hear some compliment about how the drivers have been helpful. The majority of the 9 complaints we've had since we started have been concerns about trash at bus stops, and so we're working with our environmental educator and Clean and Green to try to address those issues.
Moving forward, they hope to maintain consistency in customer service.
Customer service is another aspect that we're tracking, and we had set a goal of 1 complaint per 50 passenger trips, and since we started service we've had under 10 complaints, and it wasn't specific to riders, people passing the bus stop or having something, but very few complaints, really focusing on customer service and continuing the success that we've laid the foundation for.
Quinn said there is no way they could have accomplished this by themselves.
The partners have not only contributed financially but have really helped to promote the bus system and helped us to get to that 5,000 passenger trips per week milestone. So huge shout out to Winthrop University, Piedmont Medical Center, and Family Trust Credit Union.
And that's this week's Business Rock Hill.
Business Rock Hill is heard Wednesdays here on WRHI 100.1 FM. Brought to you by the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.
Today is National Signing Day around the country, and South Carolina hopes to sign its prize recruit, Jordan Birch. The state's top-ranked player committed to the Gamecocks in December, but took an official visit to LSU 2 weeks ago. South Carolina hopes to sign Birch and 3 other commits. Clemson, meanwhile, signed its entire 2020 class at the early signing day in December. Locally, nearly every high school will have a signing ceremony, including Northwestern, where 3-star wide receiver Ja'Kari Caldwell will decide between the Gamecocks and the University of Tennessee. The newest statewide high school basketball polls are out. In 5A boys, Northwestern is number 4, and 5A girls, Clover is again number 1, and Rock Hill is 8th. In 4A girls, South Point is number 5. Indian Land checks in at 8 for the 3A boys. Andrew Jackson is 8th in 2A boys. Meanwhile, the AJ girls are number 2, and Great Falls is number 2 in 1A boys. In prep girls basketball, Fort Mill beat Rock Hill 42-38. Clover Top Nation Ford 59-45. Louisville lost to Lee Central 72-36. Andrew Jackson over York Prep 65-53. On the boys' side, Clover beat Nation Ford 59-46. Northwestern blowout Elevation Prep 99-60, Fort Mill edged Rock Hill 59-52, and Andrew Jackson snuck past York Prep 48-46. The Carolina Panthers continue their offseason purge as defensive lineman Wes Horton announced his retirement yesterday. In other team news, backup running back Reggie Bonifant agreed to a 1-year extension. And finally, the Winthrop women's basketball team beat Charleston Southern 56-46. With your Wednesday sports, I'm Chris Miller.
Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
It is 8:24 on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. This is our hump day edition of Palmetto Mornings. We're looking at 59 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden. Patty Mercer has the day off. As we've been reporting all morning long, effective immediately, the starting salary for a new deputy at the York County Sheriff's Office, it is now $40,000 per year. It was $37,000. Trent Ferris with the York County Sheriff's Office, the public information officer, joins us. Trent, this is some great news.
And a long time coming.
Has it been?
Yeah. I mean, people probably, we've had a little bit of blowback on Facebook. Not bad, but good, as folks saying, oh, no, you need more. You need more. Your deputies need more.
Yeah.
You're putting your life on the line every day. You need more. Well, I don't know how they know how well government works. You know, we have to, you know, our salary's based off of taxes and all that stuff like that. So, I mean, you got to budget for pay increases, but Sheriff Tolson has worked his tail off to get this for our deputies and to hopefully hire some new qualified deputies coming soon.
Yeah, this morning I said I'd love to give everyone $1 million, but you know, we do have finances and other things that happen. But we said $40,000, they put the badge on, they kiss their family goodbye, and hopefully at the end of the day they come home.
Right, and that's right. I mean, and it is one of those jobs where you've got to just wear your emotions somewhere else and just do your job. It's one of those jobs that a lot of people just don't want to do. So we're trying to entice people into coming to join us and serve their community. The Dallas police chief one time just said, you know, you got a problem with what's going on? Serve. We're hiring.
Well said.
And we're always hiring. And the good thing is, you know, the 40,000 is a, you know, you see 40,000. Mm-hmm. That's not just it. Once you go, you know, get hired on with us, you successfully go to the academy and graduate from the Criminal Justice Academy in Columbia, and then successfully pass our field training officer program, you get 2.5% more. You get an increase. So that's probably a year after you get hired on, you start at 40. A year later, you get a 2.5% increase.
Wow.
And then on top of that, that's just for Joe deputy coming out of 21-year-old or 22-year-old or whoever who's wanting to start their career in law.
No prior experience.
No prior experience. Yeah. Now, if you are a already certified police officer in the state of South Carolina, and depending on your education and your background, how many years you've served in law enforcement, you could earn up to start out at 42,000 between 50,000. So, I mean, it's not just, you know, 40,000, that's it, you're getting it. No, we're looking for already certified officers too. And people are wondering, wow, why do you need so many, you know, why are you doing this? So, well, we had a lot of retirements coming. I mean, we've had, you know, Randy Clinton has retired, you know, and a couple other people have retired, Ray Barnwell, a couple of, you know, people who've been there for 25 years and plus are, you know, hanging it up. And so we have those openings.
And I imagine a 25-year career in law enforcement is different than a 25-year career in the business sector.
Right. Yeah, it's a little stressful.
Yeah.
Like, you go day in, day out, have a little stressful life.
That's right.
But it's just one of those things to help recruit qualified personnel because it's competitive. Everybody's recruiting. Rock Hill PD's recruiting, TK, Fort Mill, everybody, Charlotte, Chester, anywhere in South Carolina. People are recruiting police officers, so it's just to help us stay competitive within, you know, the realm of police officers to get new people.
There you go. $40,000 effective immediately, the starting salary for a new deputy within the York County Sheriff's Office. Real quick, you know, thoughts and prayers continue to go out each and every day to our law enforcement officers, especially for the family and friends and the family there at the Sheriff's Office as well with Detective Mike Doty. Great way to celebrate his life and to celebrate what he did in the community, especially his work with Keystone with the Detective Mike Doty Memorial Run. 10K, 5K, and Fun Run. It's coming up March the 14th.
I've already signed up.
Did you?
Yep.
Well, he would love this, wouldn't he?
Oh, he would. And he was athletic. He worked out. I mean, I did P90X with him one time in the gym at the sheriff's office, and he could kill it. So this is one of his things. He'd always run the torch run every year, so he'd love this, absolutely. Please sign up for that today.
Sign up for it. It helps Keystone, and of course, he was very big working with Keystone, served on a lot of the boards there at Keystone, was instrumental in bringing Narcan to the county, working with Keystone.
Everybody's got Narcan.
So there you go. Celebrate the life and legacy of Detective Mike Doty with the Memorial Run, 5K, 10K, and Fun Run. Trent Ferris is a public information officer for the York County Sheriff's Office. You just spent a week in basically PI school on steroids,
PIO
right?
school,
Talk a little bit about that and what that means for us here at home.
Well, it was the Emergency Management Institute in Emmitsburg, Maryland. It's through FEMA. There's a course called the Advanced Public Information Officer course. You start out with a basic public information officer course. That's just, you know, basics of how the job's done. And then you move on to the Advanced Public Information Officer course. And it's basically, like you said, public information on steroids. It was a week-long drill, really, where we the best way to say it is getting the right information to the right people at the right time. And that's what it can do when it bring home. You know, I work with emergency management when we have large-scale events, emergency management events, and that's what we did. We practiced on trying to get the right information out to the right people at the right time. And hopefully those skills will help out the folks here in York County.
Well, there we go. Of course, when we have a natural disaster or a disaster, hurricanes, flooding, tornadoes.
Yeah,
you all.
It was based off the Columbia flood.
Okay, yeah.
The drill. I mean, it was, and they threw it all at you. And it's like, well, this isn't really real. And then they were like, well, actually, this did happen in Columbia.
There you go. We have a great group of folks here in the community that work together to pass along the information to us, with, you know, placeholders for these microphones to pass along to folks listening.
Absolutely.
Trent Ferris, again, the public information officer for the York County Sheriff's Officer. Thank you so much.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate it. Start applying now to become a deputy.
Please.
It's bottom of the hour, 8:30 here on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Senators today cast their votes on President Trump's removal from office at his impeachment trial. He did not mention impeachment during his State of the Union address.
To the people of our great country and to the members of Congress, the state of our union is stronger.